Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Sudbrass Radio. Now, I'm joined now by no other than Humma Qureshi herself. She's an actress who's broken stereotypes with the characters she's played in films and web series. Hi, Humma.
Hi, Pam. How are you doing? Thank you so much for the kind words.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today at Sudbrass Radio. Now, you started 2022 with a real bang. You've got a lot of projects coming up. Now, you're here today to talk to me about one of those projects, a web series which is releasing on Z5 Mithya. I've just watched the trailer. What can I say? I'm blown away. It's left me hanging. It's left me thinking, oh my gosh, what is happening here? But before I say any more, would you like to tell your fans about Mithya?
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. It's very sweet of you. Mithya is a thriller, a psychological thriller, and it's actually based on a BBC show called Cheat, and this is the official sort of remake of that in India, but it's very different from Cheat. So any fans of Cheat out there, even if you watch this again, it's going to surprise you, because we've obviously taken the basic idea and the basic story beats, but it's so different and it's so engaging. I'd never done a thriller before. So I was very excited to do this and to play a Hindi professor.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, you mentioned that you've never done a thriller before. Did it take you out of your comfort zone as an actress? How did you find it playing the character of Juhi?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, as an actor, like, I always look for projects that I've not done before, because if I feel I have to do the same thing again and again, then I would limit myself and I have nothing new to offer. Like, it happened.
Yeah.
So Maharani, you know, like, after that, like, literally everything else that I was offered was either set in Bihar or was a rural woman. And I was just like, okay, one second, I've done that. You know, I don't have anything new to offer. Hopefully after Mithya, I'll get lots more thrillers that get offered to me, or Hindi professor parts. I don't know. But the idea is to push the envelope, to do something you've not done before, to keep your audience and yourself excited, motivated, just to learn something new and not repeat yourself. I mean, that is the bottom line.
But it must be a sign that you're playing the roles that you're getting very well, if you're then continuing to get more and more offers to play the same thing. But as you mentioned, this is a little bit different. You know, it's a psychological thriller. The trailer had me on the edge of my seat. I was like, what is happening here? You know, there's from looking at the trailer, there's infidelity there. There's toxic relationships there that are being covered. Maybe even a little bit of murder. I don't know. I'm hanging there in suspense, because it's not very, you know, we have to watch it to find out.
There is a murder. But we just don't know who did it.
Oh,
who got murdered?
Who's it gonna be? I see a knife.
Maybe you start watching, like, oh my god, oh my dies. What? No.
We see the knife. We see blood going down the drain, but we do not know who it is. It could be anybody. I feel like I need to start a game of Cluedo here. It's like, what is going on? Who actually committed this murder? But your character in itself here, you know, you mentioned you're playing a Hindi professor. You mentioned that it's a psychological thriller. It's something completely new. But, you know, Mithya in itself, for those of us who are watching and listening right now in the UK, Mithya means false, untrue. Is that right?
Mithya means lies. Yes, a world
of lies.
Mithya. You don't know who's lying or who's telling the truth. And the fun thing about the story and the screenplay was that, you know, you think it's something and then it's not that. And then it's something else and something else. Like, it starts off with me playing a professor and accusing a student of plagiarism. But then as you keep watching and you keep going on, you realize it's something else. And in the end, you're like, oh my God, like, I never thought that this is what was going on.
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, I was blown away just from the trailer. But, you know, the wait is over. Z5 is where it's at for Mithya. But, you know, did you know, you're from Delhi originally. And then you've gone over to Mumbai. How has it been for you getting to this point? Have you found it to be a struggle? Have you found it to be easy? Not being from the industry, getting roles like this, and, you know, I have to say that it's not a stereotypical filmy role that you're playing in this. That's clear just from the trailer.
Well, yes, it's not. I mean, it's not been easy. It never is easy. I mean, the professional world, in any profession, you know, it comes with their own sets of challenges and the learning curve, and you got to like just every day turn up at your job and do what you've got to do. So no, it hasn't been easy. I don't think any profession is easy, or any it gets easy for anybody. But I guess I enjoy what I do. I enjoy waking up and being an actor and doing everything that comes with it. So that makes it fun and easy. I feel very blessed that I get paid to do a job that I absolutely love. So yeah, it's not been easy, but staying away from home has never been easy. But now Mumbai is home. And, you know, as an actor, I always say this, like, we're gypsies, aren't we?
We
have a bag and we go wherever, trudging off.
Well, yeah, because you've been here, you've worked with Gurinder Chadda, you know, you've conquered the UK scene as well. Of course, our very own Gurinder Chadda herself. But, you know, I'm curious to know that obviously your journey as an actress up to this point, when you got that script, when you were given Mithya, when you read it, did you actually read it? Did it have the effect on you that the trailer had on me? Where when you were reading it, were you like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? What was it about that script that made you think, I'm doing this?
Absolutely. When I read the script, I was like so drawn to the world and the characters, and I never knew till the very end, like what really was going on and who was lying and who was telling the truth. And everybody has these masks on. It's very unexpected, you know, and it's very emotional. And you know, the writing was so like, the interpersonal relationships were so good and so well drawn out. And I really sort of gravitate towards like complex characters. I feel like I don't like just being, oh, this is the good guy and then the bad guy, and I'm like, that's so boring. Like, for me, it's always about like, okay, this person's a little bit of gray, this person's a little black, but maybe I like this character, you know. And I feel like that is what attracted me to the script, to the story of Mithya. I thought it was so unusual, and so fun and so gray, and I just had to be a part of it.
I like that. I like that analogy that you just used. This person's a little grey, because we're not light, we're not dark, we're a mix of both. So you're looking for that. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's absolutely great. So what would you say to your fans watching here in the UK, listening here in the UK right now? What would you say to
them? Guys, I love you. I miss you. I haven't been there in a while. I hope like I can get to travel there and meet you guys in person. But thank you for all the love that's been coming my way all these years, whether it's been Viceroy's House or any of my international projects or Indian projects. I feel so at home in the UK. It's not even funny. Please show some love to Mithya. I think you will enjoy it. It's beautiful. It's visceral. It's a very beautiful thriller, if that's the way I can put it, you know. And I think it'll just draw you in. We shot at this beautiful hill station in Darjeeling, and at a campus called St. Paul's. And it just has this very mystical air about it. And I think Mithya will have a lot of love. We'll get a lot of love from our fans in the UK. So watch it on Z5. It comes out literally in 3 days. Which is Feb the 18th. And I can't wait to hear and know what you guys feel about it.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, thank you so much, Huma, for taking the time to talk to us today at Sudbury Radio.
Thank you, fam. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.